Tefillah for Life, Shir 386, Wednesday, Parshas Miketz. We explain the concept that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Chai Lo'ad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever, and He demonstrates that life forever. And this is very important when you're approaching Tefillah, because people think that Tefillah is a little bit archaic. Of course, when the others daven, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam listened. Of course, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, the Rebbeinu Shalom listened. But does HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen when I daven? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as interested in me as He was in the Avos? That is what Chai Lo'ad means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. He has the same expression of life, so to speak, in today's generation as He did in the earlier generations. That's Chai Lo'ad, and that's the attitude that we approach Tefillah with. So what does Kayam Lonetzach mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everlasting. And the truth is that essentially it's very similar to Chai Lo'ad, but it brings out a different concept. Chai Lo'ad means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive and He's producing and He's constantly impacting what goes on in this world. Kayam Lonetzach, Kayam means nothing changes. When something has kayamus, it means it has stability. It stays the same. Nothing changes in the way it acts, in the way it is. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Chai Lo'ad, which means He's always being mashpia, and He's kayam lonetzach. He is everlasting, which means He is stable, which means just like He was completely engaged and involved at the time of Bria Soilam, at the time of Matan Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was there, and He was interested and He was involved. He is Kayam Lonetzach. That relationship is everlasting. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha with this world does not change no matter how many generations go by. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays the same in His relation to the world. So that's what we are stating in this praise. Baruch Chai Lo'ad V'Kayam Lo'Netzach. Benched is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that lives forever, meaning His engagement is forever. He's constantly pumping Chayim into the world. He's constantly impacting the world. And He's Kayam Lo'Netzach. His engagement doesn't change. It's not just that He's Chai. It doesn't change. The same way we felt He was Chai at the time of Matan Torah, like the Pasuk says, we saw Elohim Chaim, we saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam alive, we saw His actions, He is the same alive, so to speak, today. He is Kayam Lonetzach, He is stable, His engagement does not change over the generations. That's what we say when we get up in the morning, Moida Ani Lefanecha, Melachai V'Kayam. Number one, He's Chai, He's engaged. Number two, He's Kayam, He's unchanged. His engagement doesn't change. That is the praise that we are saying over here. To approach Tefillah properly, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement doesn't change. From the earliest generations to the latest generations.